Irshad Manji is founder of the award-winning Moral Courage Project at the University of Southern California and the New York Times bestselling author of The Trouble with Islam Today. Her new book, Don't Label Me, An Incredible Conversation for Divided Times, offers a unique conversation about diversity, bigotry, and our common humanity. A longer conversation about her book will air on the roundtable in the coming weeks. But in this excerpt, we discuss what to make of the recent allegations against former Vice President Joe Biden. Help me out. I'm trying to think of this, and I don't know. My brain hurts from thinking about this. Joe Biden.
Yes.
What do you? I understand everyone's point of view. I think I understand everyone's point of view. I get it, and I understand the women who have come forward, and I understand their concern. I don't disagree that it's creepy. I get the old guy thing that this was this was accepted at one point. It's not anymore. Okay, I get that too. And I also get the rapidity of or the rabidity rather of the. Of the left that says, "Well, my God, look at Donald Trump. Look what he does. Look what he has said about women, and he's president of the United States. Why should that disqualify this guy?" My goodness, I don't know what to think.
Good, have the courage of your confusions, and I'm glad that you admit to these confusions. That is a brave thing to do at a time when everybody is swimming in their own certainties. So the first thing is, open up the conversation, and you've just done that. The second thing that I try to do, Joe, is I try to put myself in the shoes of the so-called offender, namely Joe Biden. Now, you know, he did whatever he did at a time when it was custom, it was tradition. He didn't have any incentive to think otherwise. And that would be the case for me having empathy for him. And so I can understand where he's coming from. Now, that doesn't mean that it was right. But it does mean that I have to now ask myself, is there anything that I'm doing today that 20 years from now, my children or my grandchildren will think about my generation and say, oh my God, how could they have possibly gotten away with that? And the fact is that I do things today that I think will be thought of very negatively 20 years from now, such as eating meat. That's just one example.
Right.
When we are outraged, we first need to ask ourselves, what am I doing that other people will be outraged about a decade or two from now? Let us therefore put ourselves into perspective. And with that humility, with that empathy, then ask, what is forgivable and what is not? And frankly, if you're asking me, with that empathy and humility, I would say that for as creepy as he may come off to some people, Biden, you know, has the kind of experience and the ability to, in my view, go toe-to-toe with an even more creepy president. And so I would not say that what he has done, if indeed he has done these things, is a disqualifying trait. Doesn't mean, by the way, that I expect everybody to agree with me, or for that matter, anybody. But what I'm trying to say is, before joining the outrage industry, ask yourself, why am I no better in some respects than the very person that I want to castigate right now? And when you have that kind of perspective, you'll be able to see that people aren't necessarily to be reduced to the things you don't like about them. Sometimes you actually make space within your mind to then see what is positive about them so you can get a more accurate picture. And in doing so, you are moving beyond labels.
The name of the book is Don't Label Me, An Incredible Conversation for Divided Times. It's published by St. Martin's Press.